It is Saturday morning, and this is The Beacon. Good morning, Mrs.
Yes.
Kleeman.
Did you forget what you were going
to
say?
No, I was trying to figure out a way to bring it into the conversation, but I figured I'd welcome into you first.
That's nice.
You know what's nice about fall? Where I used to live out in the country, we had a long driveway that was arched over with trees.
Oh, gosh, so pretty.
And it was, the blackbirds were out, you know, in fall. And like I said, the burning of the leaves a few weeks ago.
Yes, you did
and
mention
then,
that.
And then the, I always had the, after it rained, you know, I always had this feeling of the headless horseman, Ichabod Crane and
yeah.
all of that stuff, living out there in the country.
I love it.
It was just so cool.
So
it
beautiful.
Really, it was just so nice. You know, we had horses out there.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, yeah.
We what
had
a life you lived
two or three horses
out there.
We had out there. Yeah,
that sounds fantastic.
It was very nice. Tennis court, you know.
Wow.
The lake out there, you know. So.
Seriously?
Your
father-in-law did very well for himself, didn't he?
He did very well for himself. And he took care of his family
that's
very
nice.
Well, too.
Well, that's nice.
So how are you?
You know, I'm good.
Did you get your pumpkin yet?
No, we're usually last-minuters.
Oh, so you get the ones that have rotten bottoms?
No,
and like that,
we don't. We usually go. I mean, we'll probably go in the next week or so. So, we do this with our Christmas tree too. It's kind of, I don't know. We're just
cut your own.
We have. Last year, we went to the parking lot at the corner of Northwest Highway and Palatine Road and just picked one up there. It depends on our mood.
And you go look at this tree and it says, wow, this thing really looks great. And the guy says, and you say, how much? And the guy says $75.
Exactly.
And
that's not even sarcastic.
Weeks.
Yep. We didn't even decorate our tree last year. We put it up and we were so lame. We had a hard fall. Like, it was just, we just couldn't really, you know, we just had personal stuff going on. We just couldn't really get into the spirit of it. So this year will be definitely different. We'll have a much better time. But what I learned last year for Halloween, because the silly little squirrels eat the pumpkins. And, you know, it's so funny because it's not something that I ever had to, in California, they don't do that. Your pumpkins are safe. During Easter, you can hide your stuff outside and it's safe. But here it's a very different story. No. So I actually found online that one way to keep squirrels from eating your pumpkin is to, like, rub your pumpkin with Vaseline. So that's what we did. And it kept the squirrels away. Granted, we still have Vaseline stain on our porch from last year, but that's okay.
Their little paws keep sliding off. Hey!
I know. Little paw marks on the side of it carved into the Vaseline.
So did you let Reese cut her own pumpkin?
No. You know what? Not that I don't let her. And actually, this year, we probably will, because the kids are begging to carve. Last year, we did some... We were lame. We just had, like, cause, like, all the kids were with their other parents on Halloween, so we just had TJ, and he was really too young to kind of get it anyway. So we just had these little, like, stick-ins, so we made, like, little Monsters, Inc. I know. We're lame. We're the lame
Jeez.
Parents. But this year, it'll be different.
And there's always one in every neighborhood where they have the coffin that opens and closes on the front lawn.
I love it.
They have the corn stalks.
They
and
do.
And you walk by, and it goes,
yeah. Well, and again, last year, it was too cold, and because we just had TJ, and he was, like, two and a half. We were just sort of like,
in the graveyard with the little phony
with the little gravestones or little hands coming up out of the ground.
Geez.
I like it.
Unbelievable.
I love this.
You know, I'm stalling here because we're going into one of your favorite tub subjects.
I know. We are. I'm so excited about this. Very excited.
But
Can I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. But they said nothing what?
Okay.
We are talking to Jason McLean from Open Yoga in Canada, who talks about how even people with disabilities, I don't think it's even people with disabilities. I think it's how people with disabilities can benefit from this form of mind and body exercise.
I did it.
So you're allowed. You're excused.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Yes.
What's that yoga you do, that sweaty yoga?
I do. Well, it's called hot yoga. I mean, the yoga I do, there's a Bikram is the big one, but
who?
Bikram, B-I-K-R-A-M.
Okay.
But he's a man who created this style of yoga. He's not a good man. So I don't do that style of yoga.
Okay.
So I do what's called hot yoga, which is essentially a lot of the same stuff. So we're in a room that's heated to 100, 105 degrees at like 80% humidity.
That's really great to walk out of that room in the middle of January.
It feels so good.
When it's 15 below.
Oh my gosh. And you're steaming like you're on fire. But you know what? I have not been sick one time since I started a yoga practice.
Really? That's cool.
It is very cool. Yeah, it's very cool. So anyway, talking to Jason McLean from Open Yoga in Canada. How did you find him in Canada? Of all
Sandra
places?
Murillo.
Every
time I talk about her, I have to do nothing but kudos because she comes up with some of the greatest topics in the world.
She really does. That's fantastic.
She's a fantastic lady.
Good for her.
And then
we've got Lainey Kleeman has our Let Us Turn Up the Beat. Her name is Lainey Kleeman.
Oh,
she's new on the scene.
She's okay.
She's okay. You might think she's pretty stellar, but...
For a middle-aged lady,
she's fine. She gets by. Oh, my gosh.
Four days ago.
My husband is taking me away on a tropical vacation in a couple of weeks for my 40th birthday. Maybe. He won't tell me where. I'm excited, though. I'm not a party person.
He's going to take you to, Jurassic World.
Why is that funny?
Did you see that movie?
I didn't, actually. I wanted to, but then I kind of heard it was, I don't know. Why? Did you see it?
I saw it. Yeah.
Oh, you did? Did you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I like Chris Pratt a lot. He played the main guy in that. I mean, I just think he's funny.
There was one guy who had a friend of a dinosaur.
Aww.
And this new hybrid dinosaur that they created.
Yeah.
I should probably tell this.
It was out months ago. It's been a while at this point.
But he had a friend, and he could talk to the dinosaur, and it would come up and sit next to him, and he could pet it and everything. Well, this hideous monster came and was killing for sport.
It was a monster.
It was
like a dinosaur.
A cross between a Tyrannosaurus Rex and something else.
Oh, my God.
And it just mangled the hell out of this thing.
Oh.
And this guy was right there, and he went back out by the dinosaur and then gave its last breath, and I went... Oh, how sad.
That's heartbreaking.
Oh, my God. It shows you don't mess with Mother Nature.
Don't mess with Mother Nature. No.
Absolutely.
That's not a good idea. And actually, Reese, you and I watched the first one together. It's probably been a year or so now. It scared the bejesus out of her. And I don't remember it being so gruesome.
Yeah.
But it's pretty.
It was the Jurassic Park first one.
Yeah, the
My
first one.
My favorite one was when the Tyrannosaurus Rex dives down and picks up the porta potty and just eats the whole thing with the
fantastic.
Guy in it.
Fantastic. And I guess I was probably, what was it? I want to say I was 17 when it came out. So, I guess I was a little older.
Has it been out that long already? Wow.
I know. It has. It's been out for a long time. I think over 20. I know what you're getting at. I get it. I'm ignoring you. Moving on.
And then what's next on the show?
We've got Juan Suarez is back. Boy, he's becoming a regular feature on the show.
I'm telling you, the man's good.
Good for him.
He'd only get a haircut, but he's good. No, he's all right.
He's going to be telling listeners about the Illinois Accessible Program and how people can get products to increase their independent living ability.
Right, technology stuff.
I love it.
Stuffins. It's good stuff.
It is good stuffins. Good and stuff, you know what? Later. I'm looking at this and I'm seeing why all of Dominic's emails got returned to you.
Why?
Because you wrote Chicquago, Chicquago.
From where?
Poor Bill. He had to send all of these show breakdowns to Dominic, who's our PR guy here at the Lighthouse. Yeah, and they all got bounced back to him, so he got really stressed out.
Well, the hell with it.
I know.
I mean, heck, I forgot we're on the radio.
Golly gee. Yeah, that's the second time you've dropped the H-bomb.
Should we go get bent like pretzels?
Let's do.
All right, I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
I'm going to look for my headphones.
Let's do it.
Do you think housing discrimination is a thing of the past? Think again. Every year, people who believe they have experienced housing discrimination file complaints with the Illinois Department of Human Rights. Reporting discrimination is the first step to stopping it. Learn about your right to choose where you want to live, free from unlawful housing discrimination. Visit illinois.gov/DHR or call the Illinois Department of Human Rights at 312-814-6229. Fair housing is your right. Use it.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
If you are a person with a disability, you may think that you cannot do yoga. Well, I'm going to introduce you to a gentleman. His name is Jason McLean, and he has a way that if you happen to be a victim of a spinal injury or MS or CP, he can help you actually enjoy yoga. Jason, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the program.
It's called Inclusive Yoga, right?
That's right.
Tell me a little bit about it. How did it get started? Where did you get the idea for doing something like this?
Well, I've been teaching yoga for almost 2 decades now, and each student is a new learning experience, because everybody has their own story. Everybody has some type of limitation or things that they can do very easily. So for one particular day, there was an event of all kinds of activities that were specifically for people who were living with disabilities, called Recreation Your Way. Mm-hmm. And our local municipality had hired me to teach yoga, and they had some really incredible activities, so like geocaching and hockey and all kinds of stuff. But it seemed like everybody was most interested in yoga. So it was a real eye-opener. And
was it a real challenge for you, too, to be able to develop a program for individuals with a disability?
It was. I was slightly nervous going into it, but to be honest, I was very easily done. And, I mean, the common denominator for everyone is breath and mindfulness. So we kind of started there, and we're able to do a lot more within that, and also had some breakout sessions after so we could get a little more specific with each person.
Sure. What type of client would be ideal for the inclusive yoga program? I mentioned a couple of things. I may be off by, what I had mentioned in the introduction, but what type of person would benefit from, in getting involved with a program like this? Someone with a real physical or spinal disability?
Absolutely. I think everybody could benefit in some way from yoga, because it's a way to bring peace into your life. I mean, when you really boil it all down, that's what yoga was designed to do, was to help you relieve the effects of suffering and being uncomfortable.
Sure.
So especially when someone has an injury or a disability, a more mindful practice is required, and it's even more important to be very careful when you're doing things. And yet you can also make huge gains in a very short period of time as well, because if you have that type of limitation, and then on top of that, you really don't think that there's anything available for you, well, it's going to be a long time before you see any progress. So this particular practice that we designed is really designed to make people feel empowered that they can do it. And that's, I think, what's quite unique about this offering.
You don't have to come to a location at your place. You can do this on the internet, or am I wrong, or a DVD, or what?
Well, we do have large public events that we've been doing throughout the province and our area. Definitely something that will be delivered via electronic mediums, because, again, that's even making it more accessible. So that is in the works. But currently, we've been working with one person at a time, and larger groups sometimes. And just seeing tremendous results. We're getting incredible feedback and learning a lot also about disabilities. And, you think a disability, and then you spend some time with someone and you learn that much more about it. So I think it's a win-win.
It's funny you should say that. I was just listening to a conversation about, people with disabilities, and how you almost have to be your own advocate and get out there and show that you can do something if you put your mind to it, you know, whether it's doing yoga, whether it's a profession, whether it's a another type of sport, but you can do it if you put your mind to it. Where are you located with the 658 number that I called?
Up in Eastern Canada.
Oh, Eastern
Canada. In New
Brunswick,
above Maine.
Oh, wow. Okay. I had some friends. There was actually a young woman who did yoga here at the Chicago Lighthouse, and she moved over to Vancouver. So she's at the total opposite end of the country from where you are up there in Canada.
But, it's a big country. Yeah. But, yeah, yoga's huge in the west coast of Canada and of the U.S., and but you're seeing it really starting to grow more on the east, especially like places like New York City and
sure.
Places that are busy. And I'm sure Chicago has a thriving yoga community, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
But I think more and more it's just born out of necessity that the more we're exposed to all of this stimulus and expect to live lives that are
so
we just really can't keep up with.
Right, so
we need a grounding practice like yoga, and it really seems to help people out.
If somebody wants to get more, before I go into the website information, how many people have you worked with already in the program?
Hundreds, if not a thousand.
Really?
For
okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the result seems to be pretty good?
It's always really positive, extremely. Yeah, I think people get something different from it each time. Sometimes people walk away with a realization that they didn't know that their breath could be used as a tool.
Sure.
To manage pain and to manage stress and just mindful breathing and conscious breathing is a very powerful thing. And you can go your whole life without really noticing it.
I think the important thing that what you just said there, too, is that people can take hold of their own destiny, so to speak, and it'll relieve the stress that they have. And it is yoga in it just by its I think just by its creation has mm-hmm. been one of the major influences in helping people relax and be able to cope with day-to-day problems.
And it's real. It's
yeah.
a real solution. It's not, you just don't pop a couple pills and have, you know, various side effects.
Sure.
And those types of solutions sometimes even deteriorate your health even quicker, you know. So
yeah.
You really have to do and choose something that is going to help you in the long run. I think yoga has proven itself as a wonderful way to keep the joints healthy. But more importantly, more than the physical, it's just your attitude starts to change when you realize and that you first need to accept yourself for how you are and where you are today. You start there.
And then
detach from any particular finish line or results and just be present with your breath and enjoying and feeling a feeling of gratitude when you practice. Well, all of a sudden, that's just going to change your whole experience.
Yeah, your whole attitude and everything. Now, about a website, how can people find out more about your program?
Well, it's a Canadian website, so the extension is .ca.
Right.
InclusiveYoga.ca
okay.
is one way to find out a little bit more about what we're doing up here in Canada. And we'd really like to interact with any of your listeners and learn again more about each person's various challenges
sure.
and all of their successes that they've had as well and how they cope with living with a disability. It's just one of those things. I think the bigger we build this network, the more inspiring the story will become.
Sure. I totally agree with you. So it's a Canadian website, so we remind everybody that it's not the usual end after the dot. It's not usually the usual endings, but it's CA at the end, and it's inclusiveyoga.ca.
That's right.
All right. Well, listen, I really appreciate it, Jason. Best of luck to you. Hopefully you'll get some U.S. listeners. The station that we broadcast this program on has streaming audio, so you may get people from other places that heard it on our program as well. So,
Very exciting. Well, it was a real pleasure to talk with you.
You too. And again, much success to you. And keep your cold weather up in Canada, please.
We'll try.
Thanks so much, Jace.
Okay. Thanks, Al.
Our show is The Beacon. We'll be back with more after this.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis. From its simple beginnings right here on Chicago's West Side, where it was founded in 1906, it has grown into one of America's most comprehensive social service agencies, serving people who are blind or visually impaired. Today, the Chicago Lighthouse offers world-class services in vision care, adaptive technology, job training and placement, rehabilitation, education, and many other areas. As more and more elderly Americans cope with vision loss, the Lighthouse will face greater challenges in expanding its critical programs. To see how you can help, please call 312-666-1331 or visit us at chicagolighthouse.org. The Chicago Lighthouse, seeing what's possible for more than 100 years.
Can you tell if these vegetables are being contaminated with bacteria that could cause paralysis? Listen, you can't see it either. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year, but you can keep your family safer. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I love it.
Do you?
Open Yoga, Canada.
Yep, see?
Here
They're
we go.
They're always progressive.
Even people with disabilities, you...
No.
You got to be more inclusive than that.
Well, I get...
But you know what?
You know me and yoga.
I know. Yeah, you're not... If I could see you do yoga,
Oh, it would not be a pretty sight.
I could die happy. I really could.
Okay.
I could be like, I've seen it all. It's fine.
And you know why you would die? Because you'd be laughing so hard you couldn't catch your breath.
No, I would be very supportive. Yeah. Not that will ever be an option on the table.
Well, I am supportive of let us turn up the beat.
You are supportive of that, and I appreciate your
support. And you have the opposite of last week.
I do. So last week we talked about the Dirty Dozen. I gave you the bad news, the dirty news. Today we're talking about the Clean 15, the Dirty Dozen, if you missed it last week, were the 12 top produce items that ranked highest on the pesticide scale. So those
are
the
Brown.
And Jim Brown, yes.
From the movie.
The Dirty Dozen. Yes, thank you. We're segueing back. Jim Brown was a football player who played in the Dirty Dozen movie. So that was Bill's contribution to my feature last week. Thank you very much, by the way.
I think Charles Bronson was in
there, too. Yes, and Telly Savalas did a great whatever.
Okay, go ahead.
You're not speaking my language. So this week we've got the Clean 15. So we've got the good news. These are the naturally, the produce that you can buy traditionally. So you don't really need to worry about buying these particular items organic. Because as we spoke about last week, organic is very expensive and it's not accessible for people who are living on a budget. And that's very frustrating a lot of the time. And I can speak to that personally. So when you're looking for produce, the produce items that you don't have to worry too much about buying organically are the Clean 15 list, which is avocados.
Oh, I like avocados.
I love avocados.
They're better than life itself.
Seriously, they are. I can't believe we agree on that. You're going to like this one, sweet corn. Sweet corn, second on the list of the Clean 15.
I love those.
So you're good, avocado
corn.
And sweet
okay,
corn.
Good.
Pineapples.
I love pineapples.
See, this is all good for you, pineapple. All good news for you. Good. Cabbage.
I love cabbage.
Okay, look at you. We've got frozen sweet peas.
I like frozen sweet peas.
I think Bill just contrived this.
No. I like this. Go ahead. Keep going.
We've got onions.
I can't eat them anymore, but I love onions.
Yeah, I love onions, too.
Yeah.
Asparagus, which I love.
I love asparagus, honestly. Oh, my
mangoes.
Goodness.
Mangoes? You kind of, sort of?
I never really had one, I don't think,
okay.
Very well. So.
Mangoes are delicious.
Are they?
I didn't like them until I was, like, 18, though. So it was an acquired taste for me.
Okay.
Papaya, which I'm not crazy about still. Not crazy about papaya. Kiwi.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I don't like the texture of kiwi, so I'm not crazy about it. But, you know, for people who do like kiwi, it's good news.
It's a good thing. Yeah.
Eggplant.
I love eggplant.
I love eggplant, too. Eggplant is actually a very good meat substitute because it's very hearty. It's got a very, hearty texture. So
I like eggplant parmesan.
So good.
Loaded
so
with
good.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You and your, absolutely.
Go ahead.
Cantaloupe.
Yeah.
cauliflower domestic, though they were specific to say domestic. So I'm assuming it was cauliflower that's, you know, grown in the United States.
What, are you getting it from the moon or something?
Who knows?
Okay.
And then last on the list of the clean 15 is sweet potatoes.
Who?
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah. I'll take them or leave them.
Sweet potatoes. You know what? I felt that way, too, about sweet potatoes. But they're very good for you. They're loaded with potassium and beta carotene and all kinds of really good stuff. So I do incorporate them more in my diet.
Sure.
You know, a rule of thumb that I kind of was, I heard about is that if a produce has to be peeled, so you're peeling something thick away, then that really kind of takes the pesticide away from...
I love watermelon,
too. I love watermelon, too. Yeah, that's not on here, and bananas weren't on here, so maybe this rule I heard is not super accurate. But, you know, when pesticides are being sprayed on fruit that can be peeled, so you don't have to ingest the peel, the inside of the fruit remains relatively, you know, unscathed by the pesticide. So it makes sense to me, take it or leave it, but that is our clean 15.
And you'll be able to find that list again.
You'll find us on Facebook at Chicago Beacon, or you can find us on Twitter at Chicago Beacon.
That, whatever.
Yeah, it's at Chicago Beacon.
And then our show repeats
Chicago
again
Beacon
on Wednesday night.
Yeah, so we'll be there as well.
Excellent. Sounds good.
I'm Chevy Checker. A new twist in the law makes it easier than ever to save on your Medicare prescription drug plan costs. So what are you waiting for? Go to socialsecurity.gov and apply for extra help. It's easier than learning the twist.
Disability is something most people don't like to think about. But a 35-year-old man has a 1 in 5 chance of becoming disabled during his working lifetime. A woman of the same age has a 1 in 4 chance. If you become disabled and are unable to work, you may apply for Social Security disability benefits. The fastest and most convenient way to apply is online at www.socialsecurity.gov. That's www.socialsecurity.gov.
Hi, this is Karen Tamley, Commissioner of the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities, calling all seniors and people with disabilities. The City of Chicago's Voluntary Emergency Assistance Registry provides police, fire, and other emergency personnel with important information about the type of assistance you would need in the event of an emergency. The information is confidential and will only be used by first responders. It only takes a few minutes to complete the online registry form at www.cityofchicago.org/voluntary-registry. Or if you do not have access to a computer or want more information, please call the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities at 312-744-7050.
Did you wet your whistle?
Yes, I'm very thirsty. I've been talking a lot.
Yes, you have. And you've done a wonderful job passing along some exuberant information about wonderful vegetables today.
Thank you, my dear.
Oh, yes. And another man who has some exuberant information about how to make independent living through technology, surprisingly, in Illinois. Yeah.
Yes.
So I think we should turn it over to him and see what he's got to say.
Let's see what he's talking about.
This morning, we're going to be speaking with Lynette Strode. Lynette is the Special Projects Coordinator for the Illinois Assistive Technology Program. It's a program that not many people that I have talked to recently, I just found out about this program a couple of months ago, but it's a great, great secret that we're about to reveal here on The Beacon. And it's a wonderful program for people with disabilities who need technology. And with that said, let me bring in my guest this morning. It's Miss Lynette Strode. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to The Beacon. How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Great. Lynette, tell us about this Illinois Assistive Technology Program. I just recently had the great fortune of finding out about the program because I needed some technology earlier this year in January to help me with some job assistance. And I found out about, there are many, many programs with the state through Department of Rehabilitation Services and people who are visually impaired or people who have other types of disabilities who can get various types of adaptive technology that they can that can help them either with education or with jobs or with just day-to-day living. But there's a lot of times that they need to get through either some kind of program or they have to have the money to buy it themselves. But your program is completely different. And tell us a little bit more of the services you offered and how someone can apply for your services.
Well, let me tell you, the Illinois Assistive Technology Program is the best kept secret in Illinois. We are in our 26th year. We are a non-for-profit agency that promotes the availability of assistive technology devices and services for all ages and all disabilities throughout the state. And we actually have several programs to benefit people. We have device loan, where people can borrow devices and make sure they're going to work for them before they consider purchasing them. Saves a lot of money because not every device out there is going to work for everybody. It's a 5-week loan, and the only cost is to ship it back to us.
That's actually wonderful. Now, elaborate on that a little bit more. So, say they need to go to some kind of whether it's a person, and let's talk about what type of devices do you loan out for what sort of disabilities?
We loan out devices for vision. We do the CCTVs, the handheld. Electronic handhelds, money readers, page readers that will actually read like a book out loud to you. We loan things for hearing, personal FM systems for hearing. We do the vibrating baby monitor for moms that are deaf that have a baby. Environmental controls, communication devices for people that are not able to speak. We do a lot of toys and sensory items, computer access. The only things we don't loan out are kitchen and bathroom devices. However, that leads into the next program, which is our demo center. And our demo center, actually, you can come in and see 9 rooms of assistive technology. You can see a bathroom set up. You can see a kitchen set up. Then we have an area just for vision, an area for ADLs, an area for computers. So it's a great way to see all the technology in one place. But besides coming in to see it, we also take the technology on the road. So we will go and speak with the group and bring all kinds of assistive technology with us so people can actually see it, see how it works. And it is a great way to see how it works because there's, like for vision, CCTVs, there are so many different types out there. And you can come into our demo center or we can bring them to you, and you can see 10, 12 different types of CCTVs all at once.
My guest this morning is Lynette Strode. She is special project coordinator for the IATP, the Illinois Assistive Technology Program, and she's speaking about a wonderful secret, but we hope it's not a well-kept secret any longer here on The Beacon this morning, talking about all these wonderful technology, assistive technology devices that people with various disabilities can help them either through jobs or day-to-day living or education. And I basically also want to talk about this individual. There, you also have a financial part of it as well. You have a small loan department as well. How does that work?
Yes, we have what is called our iLoans, and our iLoan program is for people to purchase the assistive technology. We're a little bit different from the bank. You don't have to have perfect credit. We work to keep the payments affordable. The interest rate is a sliding interest rate, and we have what we call the credit builders loan for like up to $1,000. So somebody that wants like an iPad with an app for a disability might be able to use our credit builders, and we do report to the credit bureaus, so it also helps improve your credit score. And we know what the assistive technology is. If you go into a bank and say, I need a CCTV, and it's $2,500, they have no clue what a CCTV is.
Right.
So at least we have that on our side, as we know the devices. So a lot of times when they come, if it's something our loan person is not aware of, we're able to tell her what it is, what it's supposed to do, and the life of the piece of equipment. so that she can make sure she can keep it affordable for the consumer.
Can you really quick give us your contact information, a website and a phone number, so anyone who's listening who needs to get a hold of you and needs all this technology and is having difficulty through other means of getting it, can they contact you? And I know there's a fast turnaround time once they fill out an application with you.
Yes, they can contact us, and our 800 number is 800-852-5110, and our website is www.iltech.org.
And Lynette, what do you plan? Is there any upcoming events, or is there anything that you said you are located in Springfield? Chris Radio is located at the Chicago Lighthouse in Chicago. Do you have any plans to do anything in the general Chicago vicinity over the next several months or in the fall?
Unfortunately, with the budget constraints, we are not allowed to travel at this point. We did have stuff on our calendar, and unless something happens really quick, we probably won't be able to travel until after the first of the year.
Okay. Is there...
But, you know, if people want to see us, if they call us, I know there's a transition fair coming up that's in Chicago, and we are going to have a booth set up so people can come by and take a look at things for either transitioning to college or to the workplace.
Yes. Okay. Do you ever see a day or a time when some of this technology will become at least a little affordable for people with disabilities?
Well, I can tell you, I've been here 12 and a half years, and I started out with our device loan program, and communication devices are actually starting to come down in price a little bit. I wish it would be more affordable for everybody. Unfortunately, it's not mass-produced like anything else out in the world. But we are seeing more and more people with disabilities, so hopefully that's going to bring a change.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is a statistic that's beginning to grow more and more every day, and that's an unfortunate thing. But with technology, people can still keep jobs and be very, very be productive in the community if this technology is available to them.
There is another program that I'd like to just mention briefly, if that's okay.
Sure.
We have the AT Reuse and Reutilization Program, and we get a lot of equipment that is donated to us that we are then able to get out to people that cannot get equipment any other way. Get a lot of wheelchairs and scooters, walkers, canes, shower chairs, hospital beds. I know when we can no longer loan a device because it is no longer manufactured, we give those to our reutilization program, and it's a great way for somebody that needs the equipment that cannot get it to get it.
Oh, that's wonderful to know. Once again, my guest today has been Lynette Strode. She is a special projects coordinator for the IATP, the Illinois Assistive Technology Program, right here on the Beacon. And Lynette, I wish I could speak with you and talk to you about so many other things, but what can people do to help? How can they help you if someone's listening?
You know, if you can get the word out to people that do not know about us, we can open a lot of doors. We can research for people. We can tell them where to get, you know, financial aid, or if they're looking for grant money. We just want to be out there to be able to serve as many people with disabilities as possible. I was at something yesterday, and out of 23 people, only one person had ever heard of us. She heard of us through a training she had went to, and we were listed as a resource. So we need to get the word out there that we are here, and we are available to, you know, offer different programs. We do some training. We do some assessments. So we need people to be aware of that.
And people really, really need your service. And once again, my guest this morning has been Lynette Strode. She is Special Projects Coordinator for the IATP, the Illinois Assistive Technology Program. Once again, Lynette, can you be so kind of give us your website and your information?
Yes, our website again is www.iltech.org, and our phone number is 800-852-5110.
Thank you so much. Once again, Lynette Strode has been our guest here on The Beacon. It's talking about a wonderful, wonderful, well-kept secret, but we need to get the word out for this program. And once, oh, real quick, Lynette, what do you do to cross-promote or to get the word out with other agencies? Is there something that that you need us to do in that regard?
Actually, that's part of my new job title is I am going to be contacting Centers for Independent Living, hot rehab hospitals, higher education, early childhood, senior agencies, to let them know we're here and what we can do to collaborate with them to get this stuff out.
Well, anytime you need us here at The Beacon, why don't you come back and be a guest with us here as well? That would be great.
We would love it.
All right, thank you so much. My guest once again has been Lynette Strode. She is Special Projects Coordinator, IATP, the Illinois Assistive Technology Program for people with disabilities who need a lot of adaptive technology and assistive technology for education, for jobs, for day-to-day living. And I'm Juan Suarez.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter's thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
We're going to have to make Juan a regular feature on this show.
I think so.
Boy, he's really been around the last couple of weeks. He's knocking it out.
He is a man of many interests, too. So
that's cool. Yeah, it's always good to have interesting people to talk to.
Absolutely. Good. Speaking of that.
Yeah. Oh, see, I set that up for you.
We wish we had more to share with you. However, we have to step into Tom's Corner right now.
Speaking of interesting people.
Well, yeah, I guess in one way or another.
Somehow.
But anyway, Tom and Brian are here, and roadshow time is going to be starting to wind down in about a month or so.
Yeah, it's getting to be that time of year.
Yeah, you're going to have to put
stuff.
The truck away and, you know, change the antifreeze and put the snow tires on and the chains and everything
there
else.
There it is. So. I'm going to have to hunker down.
There's lots of things happening this fall at the Lighthouse, and Tom Persky is here. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I hope you're not talking about the Chicago Bears.
Well, lots of things have already happened with them and will continue to happen, but no, I wasn't. I was talking about the Lighthouse and the roadshows and everything else, and also the Vision Connections Conference that we promised everyone information on, and we have that today.
Right, right. So, yeah, you know, fall just keeps getting, like, every year a busier and busier time. Maybe September and October, everybody wants to get everything in before winter comes.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have more shows, more lectures in October than if I can make it through there, I'll be okay.
We'll have to send along a St. Bernard with you.
Yeah, that in November, the excitement this fall also will be the launch of our brand new website.
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting for that.
Yeah.
So I thought it was going to happen in October, but it's been pushed back.
It looks like middle of November, okay. I think, is the latest that I heard, with a new kind of a new brand, a new logo, and we're really excited about the company that's helped us from Canada. They've been here and for the last year or so. Warren Chapman of our group has been leading a team,
right?
And we are just really excited. One of the things I was working on as part of my part was some kind of informational videos on simple things like how to read was one that I did. If you have low vision or if you're blind, or mm-hmm. how to, what about lighting? We've talked about things like that on the show here, mm-hmm. but to actually have videos of the different kind of lamps and how you, if you're sitting at a table, how you should set up your table. If you're sitting in your easy chair, how you should set that up. How to watch television. I did one yesterday on how to watch television. So we talked about these Max TV glasses, which are what the optometrist can show a person that are 2.5 times the size. It makes the screen 2.5 times the size bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also sit at different points from like 10 feet away or move up to 5 feet away and then put the glasses on and also make the screen 2.5 times bigger. So there's sports scopes that look like little binoculars that you can wear, but those you have to sit 10 feet away. Then there's Beecher glasses. Those are really wild because they come in strengths of 4 times, 7 times, 8 times. And they not only work for the television, but they work. It was actually invented by an ornithologist, which is a bird watcher. So he was tired of holding the binoculars up. So he made these binocular light, very light binocular glasses. So my part of it on the video was not only to talk about these devices, but how I watch TV. You know, being able to, my left eye is better than my right eye, so getting my chair up close to the TV,
mm-hmm.
Bringing it up high so it's right even with my eye, not having to look too far down or too far up. And then turning my chair on an angle so I can get my central blind spot out of the way, and then being able to see the TV very well to see a football game if I were to want to watch one.
Right.
And then if I can't see the clock or I can't see the scoreboard, because I'm simply sitting pretty close, I can just lean forward all the way up close to the TV to see the score, to see the clock. And so those are all going to be demonstrated with many, many other videos from other departments here. And I think we're turning into kind of a video world rather than a text world like it used to be. But
right.
I think this is going to be really helpful. I've not seen anybody attempt this before. I think it's going to be really great for people.
Yeah, I can't wait till it's unveiled and we can see
exactly
what exactly it yeah. has to offer.
Speaking of the fall, we talked about briefly is this Visions Connection Conference, which is coming up, and we're looking forward to that on Saturday, October 17th.
Right.
For those who'd like to take a trip to see the leaves turning, it's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we have not had a low vision conference in the Midwest for about 5 years now. So I'm looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be some really some great speakers. We're looking forward to it's going to be sponsored by Vision Forward, or it's going to be at the Medical College of Wisconsin, which is actually 8701 Watertown Plank Road in Milwaukee. But if you go on the Google machine and you Google Vision Connections Conference, you'll see the full agenda on the medical aspects of vision loss researcher. She's working in the field of macular degeneration and diabetic retinopathy. What's the latest research? I will be speaking about the all the adjustments that a person would have to make who have lost significant vision in both eyes and how to go through those adjustments successfully. We have a psychologist, a clinical psychologist who's speaking, a low vision optometrist, and an occupational therapist. There's going to be lots of exhibits in the exhibit hall for you to come and see. So again, go to Vision Connections Conference on Saturday, October 17th to register. Or if you want more information, you can call our store, which is 1-800-919-3000. 1-800-919-3375, 1-800-919-3375, and we can give you the information on where to go and how to register for the conference.
And there is a continental breakfast.
There is a continental breakfast. We always have to get the food in there, right?
Start off the day correctly.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
A lot of interesting topics like smartphone, tablet usage, accessing computers with vision loss.
Yes, so. Luke Scriven from our staff is going to be talking about, the eSight eyewear that has a new upgrade to it that really has been helpful to people. I think we're going to be talking about the new Kinect 12 by Humanware, which is an Android tablet that has the Prodigy software on it now. You know, I'm going to have to learn the Android system too now. So this is part of the adjustment, I think, of vision loss is that people, you know, if they really want to keep up, and let's say for me to learn how to read books on an iPad, it took a while, but now I really can fly through a book. Because I can turn the print big, but I can also turn the speech on if my eyes start to get tired.
Right.
And it's really easy for me to download a book within 30 seconds and then start reading. And so I need to keep up with all this technology myself. And that does take some effort, and it's hard. And so we hope you use us as a resource here at the Chicago Lighthouse, either here or our Glenview location.
Right.
And people who are experiencing vision loss, they need to know about all the resources that are out there. But a conference gives you the idea to come with several hundred people and network and learn and meet each other and learn how other people are doing.
Right.
It's always a kind of a stimulating environment.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to keep up with everything because everything has got a cost to it. But you have to sort of pick and choose what's best for you, I guess.
Right, right.
Now, in addition to the conference, you're still going to have some road shows before you shut down for the year, right?
We are. October is going to be really busy. We just had one this last week, and I can't even remember where it was. That's how busy we've been.
But, you're officially a rock star now because you don't know the city that you're playing.
No, we were in Frankfort, Illinois.
And okay.
The people down there are awesome. And we had a really good turnout. And we turned one a gentleman and his wife were there who had recently lost a lot of vision in the last 4 months, one from 2020 to over 2400. And he works at a bank. And we were able to basically get him right on the right track, save his job, get him going. So those are kind of things that happen at a road show.
That's
where
great.
We just sit and talk and learn about you. So October 6th coming up is our Glenview location, 222 Waukegan Road. We'll be at the Chicago Lighthouse North from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. It's an open house. It's free. It's open to the public. So please come and learn about what's out there to help you. Wednesday, October 14th, we're going to be nearby at Maine Township offices in Park Ridge. You know, I went to Maine Township High School, and kind of going back to the old neighborhood. Maine West, we used to call it Maine Waste, actually, but Maine West is my high school, and I know Hillary went to Maine South High School.
Uh-oh, yeah, yeah,
that were our arch rivals, but this is the actual township offices, which on Ballard Road in Park Ridge from 10 to 3, and then the 21st of October, we're going to be in Mount Prospect, again, my old stomping grounds. Sammy Scoble's Hot Dogs used to be there in Mount Prospect.
Where are they
Sammy.
Now?
Yeah. And
I remember Sammy. Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, Mount Prospect Public Library would like us to come October 21st, again, from 10 to 3. And then finally, October 29th, we are going to be in the South Palos Hills Community Center.
My neck of the woods.
Yeah. So that's going to be a great show. I think we have one show in November. November 10th, I believe, is going to be in Des Plaines, my hometown.
Oh, okay.
It's Des Plaines. We used to call it Des Trains because there's so many trains that go through town. Or it used to be assigned the City of Destiny, it used to be called. We used to call it the City of Doom. But we're going to be in Des Plaines.
And, of course, that was a long time ago. They were young kids.
Yeah, we were young. We didn't know any better, right? Brookdale, at the Brookdale Plaza, which is a retirement center, right there on the corner of River Road where the trains go by. And so we'll be there in November. So You can see all these listings on the front page of our website right now. Okay. They're all on the front page. Or you can click on the events. So go to chicagolighthouse.org and find out all this good information.
All right. And all right. We'll be back to remind you of it again next week here on Tom's Corner. I'm Brian Hawkins. He's Tom Persky. We're going to have to put you in charge of alternative naming for various cities. This is The Beacon.
If you enjoy listening to The Beacon, why not become part of the family? You can tell our audience about your product or service at a reasonable cost. We will even help you produce your message in a way that will capture our listeners' ear for you. By advertising on The Beacon, you will not only reach thousands of people who need and want your product or service. Don't have an agency or wouldn't know the first thing about producing a radio commercial? Let the Beacon staff help you write and produce your message. Now that the economy is picking up and people are spending more on things they need, this is the perfect opportunity for you to get the word out. For more information and a free consultation, just call Bill Jurek at 312-997-3678 or email Bill at bill.jurek@chicagolighthouse.org. Come on, join the Beacon family and increase your sales by reaching an audience that really wants to hear your message. Call today at 312-997-3678. Again, that's 312-997-3678 or bill.jurek@chicagolighthouse.org.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
There you go.
Good show. I liked your 15.
Thank
you.
Clean 15.
I like that.
Thank you.
I really think that was great. And I also like Dr. Janet Slick, who supports our program and made it possible for us to be into our eighth year over here.
Absolutely.
Juan Suarez gave a wonderful report. And, of course, Sandra Murillo, our associate producer, and Brian Hawkins, who does a wonderful job.
He sure does.
At making us all sound good every week. That's it for us. I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
Go out and find your pumpkin.
Looking forward to it.
We'll see you next week on The Beacon.
Be good.